like radio, less like crap.
They were immediately joined by Justin Timberlake, and I had to move closer to the TV. I'm 6 feet away from it now, because when he's on TV, I get as close as I can, because somebody's got to keep an eye on that son of a bitch. Because eventually he's going to do something that's over the line, and somebody's going to have to stop him, and nobody seems to give a shit about it but me. The other reason I like to be close to the set is I figure there's a real possibility that when he's on TV, that's when I'm going to kill myself. That he will do something that will drive me so crazy that I will run at the set head first and bust through the glass and achieve the eternal peace I've always wished for. And then out comes Janet Jackson, dressed in a dress that really says to the entire country, I have no friends. Well, it's true. If she had a friend and they're in the dressing room and she turned to them and said, look, what do you think? If it was a real friend, they'd have to say, did you look in a mirror, asshole? Have you lost complete touch with reality today? Do you realize that you're performing and you're not going to be the captain of the Battlestar Galactica? And so she comes out and Justin sees her and he races toward her and he's going to try to touch with his pee-pee. I'm going to touch with my pee-pee. No! I'm going to touch with my pee-pee. No. Yes, I'm going to touch you. No, touch with my pee-pee. I'm going to touch you with my... No. That was the song. I'm going to touch you with my pee-pee. No. And then he touches her with a pee-pee. Wow. And he grabs her and he rips the dress. And for an instant, a flash of brown appears on the screen and the CBS cameras were moved off them onto the dancers again. Somehow, that didn't seem to disturb America as much as it did me. And I will tell you, because I was 6 feet from the TV set, that no one saw a tit. There was no titty to be seen. I know that's a fact. Because I'm a guy that if there's a titty, I'm the first one to look. And if you actually thought that you saw a titty, then you were desperate to see one. Much like someone crossing the desert might see the mirage of water. It wasn't on the screen long enough to register. That's a fact. The only way you could have seen it is if you could have tape recorded it, okay? Or TiVo'd it, which I hate saying. And then you could have slowed it down and then you would see it. But in that instant, you couldn't because it wasn't on the image was not on the screen long enough for it to hit your eye and go to the back of your brain and register nipple. Because without the nipple, you ain't got no titty. What you have is a shoulder without bone structure.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
So he comes up, can I sit here? And that's it. For no reason. But, of course, the first thing I say is, yes, please do. Please, sir.
Of course you did.
As soon as he sits down, I look at him right in the eyes, and then I look at Brett, and I go, so anyway, like I was saying, I made her have the abortion. I was like, you're fucking having it. And Brett goes, yeah. And then Brett goes, make sure you heat the coat hanger or it won't work right. So the guy looks at us and then does one of these things where he kind of gets up and looks like he's looking for somebody, even though there was no one there for him. Gets up, doesn't just leave our table. He left the bar. As soon as he leaves the bar, we start crying, laughing. 40 minutes later, he comes back to the bar because I guess he thought we would have left by then because we were eating dinner there. As soon as he saw us again, I go to Brett again straight. We all kind of go. So anyway, I said, I'm going to pee in your hair and you're going to fucking like it. And he did a 180 and pew, barred, bolted right out of the bar.
Oh, my God.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No!
I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio.
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh. I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You were... You stupid jerk. Dude!
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Early problems. Are we connected to Edcast?
I got it. I had to connect to because your call dropped and your quality sounds really bad. So,
why don't you're coming in great, Royce.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying Dutch sounds bad.
Yeah.
So, Dutch, why don't you hang up and recall, please?
This is the worst start of the show I've ever had.
Why don't you come back on and we'll just do a little quick reboot? Just that's all we need. We're going to come back like professional broadcasters and admit that we had a problem to begin with, and we're just going to come back.
I blame you.
Oh, okay. Now we're good.
So, Dutch, why don't you play the intro again? And
well, no, it's too much, though.
Play the intro.
With just the song or the full thing?
Just like the last part into the song.
Just the last part.
Shut up. Everybody shut your mouths.
You're a loser. You stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
I hurt my feelings. The last part that you played again is you calling me a loser and I'm a jerk.
Yeah, I need to update that.
Don't feel bad.
Well, you know what? You know what, dude? You should make a new intro for the show. I mean, you are the producer of the show.
Yeah, you are the producer.
You should get bad internet, Dutch. How about that?
Well, the internet was fine, but for whatever reason, with Edcat, we were great before the show started.
In my defense.
I don't know if that's going to hold up in a court of law.
It's not. It's hearsay, really.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's Dutch and Royce. Happy Tuesday, August 27th. Tuesday. I'm Joel Dutch, and we're going to hear with Royce Sour Pants Lopez.
You're Sour Pants.
Marie Sour Pussy Sarkeesian.
Whoa, language.
And producer Shithead Bitch.
I was going to go stupid jerk, but that works too.
Shithead, I think, is more.
Shithead works.
954-573-2780 if you guys want to get in touch with us. Or you can Twitter us, Joel Dutch.
Tweet us. You could tweet us, not Twitter us.
So I said that wrong again. I'm sorry.
Yes. Mitch, get with it, bro.
I'm sorry, Mitch. Because I want to apologize to Royce. I want to apologize to you.
You know, I had a realization today that I've been using words like totes and appreciate, ironically, for so long that I've just become a douchebag.
You become a hipster douchebag.
No, I know. Like, I didn't even mean to. Like,
wait, you said those ironically and to be douchey? Because I say them for realsies.
Kind of the point of being a hipster is that you do things as a joke and then it becomes
shut up
part of your vernacular.
Anyway, speaking of hipster, I want to apologize on air to Dutch because we were making fun of him for various months about the show New Girl, and we actually marathon through the first season and love it.
New Girl is on Netflix, and we watched all of it in the span of a weekend, and it is phenomenal. And I think
who's right?
Joel was right.
See, this is why.
I'm pretty sure I'm
you.
I'm pretty sure Royce is Nick. I'm pretty sure Schmitty.
this is why we don't want to say it, because they're gonna get cocky, and it's gonna be all like a toto. And
I told you guys, it's a goofy, weird show that's got a good sense of humor that we kind of have, as far as the silliness of it.
I like it, so I'm gonna give my stamp of approval, because you guys know how finicky I am. So I tell you, watch the show; it is definitely worth it. It's very, very funny.
Yeah, no, Royce, when he first texted me over the weekend, he was just like, dude, I'm watching New Girl. I love it. At first, just knowing you and knowing the shows that we're on, I was like, I think he's setting me up to burn me, and he's going to, like, pull all the shitty, not funny parts of the show and go, this is what Dutch watches. But I'm glad you like it.
No, I thought it was very, very funny. Like, not even kind of funny. Like, there were some really good belly laughs. I really liked it.
Oh, dude, I love it. There are parts, you know, like there's certain shows, like with this one in particular, like I don't do it often, but like where I have to rewind a certain part because I'm laughing over another joke because I laughed at the first one. That's what I have with this one.
It's just fantastic.
I think it's very funny.
I like it a lot. But my sister is on tonight. Renee's here.
Hi, Renee.
And
hi.
How are you? Like, the last time we talked about you was it last week or the week before? We were talking about the whole hospital debacle.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
Yep, I'm all right.
How's your back?
It's metal. It's kind of like robotic. Cool like that.
Yeah, she's like Iron Man. But so we were talking right before the show about, apparently there's a difference on Twitter, and I learned this today. There's apparently a white Twitter and a black Twitter. Now before she explains this, I learned this today just right before the show. Do you guys know this, that there's a difference in Twitter? Like, there's a black version universe of Basics. I don't know how to explain it.
So there's a Detroit Twitter?
There's a Detroit Twitter, and there's like a Fargo Twitter. Like, they're out there.
Now, real quick. You mean like as far as people who follow other people and things like that, or like just...
It's its own world. It is its own world.
Like its own community.
It's its own community, deemed black Twitter.
Now, how is black Twitter different from white Twitter? Like, what happens? Like, how do you know? How would I know if I'm in black Twitter and I should lock my doors? Like, how do you know?
First of all, it doesn't matter if you lock your doors because they can pick them. You're in black Twitter.
It's not.
That's just so racist.
Okay. First of all, every icon is black, and you need to turn it, not to be racist, but you do need to turn like the brightness on your screen up in order to be able to see them.
You know what's, by the way, you know what's never come after, not to be racist?
Some big
unifying speech. Like, nothing great. Like, Martin Luther King didn't start with, not to be racist, I have a dream. Sorry. Go ahead, Renee. You were saying?
It's so somehow Renee different. You just got lost in black Twitter, right?
So I am in the depths of black Twitter.
How did this start?
Why? I don't know. I made a Twitter and I don't really use it that much. I have all of like, I don't know, 600 followers maybe. I follow like 100 people and none of them are black. None of them. But I'm still in the depths of black Twitter. And one day, jokingly, I said, I'm so deep into black Twitter. I don't know how I got here. How do I get out? And in all sincerity, I was told it's black Twitter. Blood in, blood out.
It's a gang. They jump you in and out of it. Apparently, there's this whole gang thing going on Twitter. It's very odd. All I know is that a lot of people in black Twitter, because listen, I've toured through it to get to like a Walmart, gone through black Twitter, and it's, I know that everything ends with dough, like not though, but dough, like, yeah, but Beyonce's hot dough. And I know that, like, it must
I
mean
do something. Know that's a thing. Ending with any of my black friends, for whatever reason, they'll end sentences with the word though.
It's not though.
Well, I don't know about Twitter. I'm just talking about in general with black culture.
Talking
like
about in general too.
Really? They say dough?
Dough.
Yeah, like instead of though, dough is cooler, brah.
For example, they'd be like, yeah, Adventure Time's a cool show though. Like
I don't care.
I want to know how Black Twitter found my sister.
I don't know how Black Twitter found
me. How did it suck you
in? I didn't go searching for it. I didn't know there was a white Twitter until I saw hashtags of Black Twitter. I thought Twitter was just predominantly black. I never knew I was in this suspect world of Black Twitter.
I didn't realize Twitter was segregated.
I didn't know. I didn't know there was segregation in Twitter.
I thought it was the new millennium.
No, seriously.
I just assumed everybody that used Twitter was black.
That's MySpace.
Do a search on Twitter for just do hashtag Black Twitter and see the results, and you'll understand what I mean. Like, Dutch, here you go. Just you do it, Dutch, because, you know, let's face it, you're the whitest one here. Search for do hashtag Black Twitter and read something. And just read something that would show you how it's.
How am I the whitest one here? When
I posted a good one in the chat.
Mitch lives in Minnesota. I'm not the whitest one here.
You are, though.
I'm already on it.
Yeah.
Because it's my Twitter. That's why. Because I don't need to have to. I don't have to search anything. I'm fucking on it. Everything they say is Black Twitter.
See, look. Here's a Black Twitter. Here, look. Here you go, guys. Look. This is your typical picture of Black Twitter.
What the?
Assuming that semen on him.
That was at replied to Hunter Moore.
Oh, so that's probably semen on him.
That's really crazy. What?
I bet Black Twitter laughs are really weird things.
These things wouldn't even make sense to you guys. Look, here's a Black Twitter hashtag. I had to call Comcast and say, quote unquote, my box is malfunctioning. I chuckled and felt childish. I blame Black Twitter.
So does Black Twitter tweet you, Renee, or do they just follow you because they're aware of the size of your butt?
They have no way. They have no way.
Black
no
Twitter
way
knows.
Of knowing
Black
the
Twitter
size
knows.
Of my butt.
Black Twitter knows.
Can I read the Wikipedia page of Black Twitter?
Please do.
It says here, Black Twitter is a cultural identity on the Twitter social network focused on the issues and interests of the black community, particularly the United States. Feminista Jones described in Salon, I'm assuming that's a publication, as, quote, a collective of active, primarily African-American Twitter users who have created a virtual community, parentheses, and are, end parentheses, proving adept at bringing about a wide range of social political changes,
social political changes. Like, for example, Marcus Boyd tweeted, asterisks, sit back and waits for Black Twitter to find these people.
To the end of this little description, it says, a similar Black Twitter community is growing in South Africa.
Now, here's something else. Can you post
a Twitter with a Bluetooth headset?
Apparently, Renee pointed something else out, too. There's new variations that you find on Black Twitter to spell the N-word. No, there is.
Every derivative. Every
and we're not talking about the racist. We're talking about as what they call each other. N-I-Q-Q-A.
Nigga?
Now, yes.
N-I-Q-Q-A.
Now, pronounce, how is it pronounced?
Nick. Come on. Use it in a sentence.
Come on. You use it.
So I went to the store the other day, and I'm like, Nick, give me 50 cents for a grape soda.
See? So now you see there's different variations, Dutch?
N-I-G-G-U-H.
Whoa, what is... Nigga.
That's the way Drake says it.
Not to be mistaken with the new way of saying girl, which is G-U-H now.
People are reverting into animals. We're devolving.
Wait, look.
We're making guttural noises.
It's called creative spelling.
This is what happens on
Black
Twitter. No, it's
called stupidity. Yes.
This is what happens on Black Twitter. Black Twitter tweet. This is on my timeline, on my newsfeed. It says...
Hashtag YOLO.
That means you're following them.
It says... Well, apparently this person I am. It says, the struggle is real for a Nick QQ. Okay? QQ.
Got it.
The struggle is real for a Nick.
By the way, the struggle is real for Nick. It was the name of my new CD coming out.
Stole it.
Well, that's kind of fucked up. Can I explain my cover of my CD?
After I tell you what they said.
Okay, go ahead.
The struggle is real for a nigga out here. We cannot afford Kool-Aid. So a pitcher of water, a bag of sugar, and some melting popsicle sticks will do.
Seems more expensive. It's cool. It's really cheap.
Do you want me to tell you some of the influence and reception parts of the Wikipedia page?
You don't want to hear my CD cover, Dutch, because it's pretty nifty.
Oh, go ahead. Do that first.
Okay. It's strictly, well, that's the second one, since Renee said the first one's taken. It's strictly for my Nikkas. It's going to be NIQQA, and it's going to be me on the cover. I'm going to be standing in front of a liquor store, and I'm going to have my foot up, like, but my head's going to be down, and you're going to clearly see I have an iPod on, but I'm going to have a hoodie on because, you know, hashtag Justin for Trayvon. So what do you think?
It's a little wordy.
I think I can respond to your CD cover with this black tweet that I found from DJ I Am King.
Oh, by the way, best DJ there is.
Yes. At DJ I Am King, you can't give Black Twitter these kind of oops, though.
Black Twitter came into public attention in July of 2013 when it was credited of having stopped the book deal between a Seattle literary agent and one of the jurors on the trial of George Zimmerman. They also, the community came involved in June of 2013 protesting the company selling products by Paula Deen.
Okay.
More
like Paula don't, right, guys? High five. Hashtag politics.
Let's see. Jonathan Pitts Wiley, a former writer of The Roots TV show, or movie.
The band.
The band. The Roots. Jimmy Fallon. Cautions that Black Twitter is just a slice of contemporary African-American culture. By the way, is African-American done or is Oprah still trying to do that? We can say black now, right?
We're allowed to say black now, I think.
I think we always have, but...
Hold on.
I think the proper term is
this. Because this just in from @_Tiani, where she says, LMAO JK, I'm a Black Twitter, frowny face.
I'm sorry, can you read that again? I must have missed it.
It says, LMAO, JK, I'm in Black Twitter, frowny face. That's in from @_Tiani.
There's two different kinds of Black Twitter, by the way. There's like Black Twitter, I'm Black, so I'm on Black Twitter. And then there's like Black Panther Black Twitter. So, like I tweet nothing but like, Martin Luther King and Power to the People.
So you're saying there's like Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince Black Twitter? As well as like Snoop Dogg Black Twitter or like Crips and
Bloods
Black Twitter.
Yes, wait.
Black
and then
Twitter.
Here's something you guys should know. Then Black Twitter is segregated in its own thing because not only are you in Black Twitter, but then Black Twitter breaks down into light skinned black people.
Oh, there's
and
like
dark skinned black like, people.
Oh, you ain't Black Twitter. I'm Black Twitter.
I swear to God.
Yellow bones. You
could look. No, there's
so
yellow
wait,
bones.
So, wait, now there are people who are darker who have a prejudice against people who are lighter.
Oh yeah,
black people are so racist. It's really ridiculous.
Dark skinned black people hate light skinned black people. It's a hashtag. You can look up dark skin and light skin, and you could read for days.
I'm
now,
sure I could.
Drake a light skin? I heard they've called Drake a light skin. No, I'm serious.
He's white.
Do they call him an Uncle Tom?
He's Canadian. His name is Aubrey.
Yeah. He's an Uncle Tom as far as these guys are concerned, right?
He looks nothing like fucking Clark Griswold's daughter.
Oh, what a terrible song this is.
This song was fucking...
Speaking horrible. Of which, I mean...
Yes, VMAs. We got to talk
about Justin. Shit. Was that... Wait, what?
Justin Timberlake in sync.
I was going to say, what a jerk-off fest that was.
Oh my God, Twitter was ablaze waiting for NSYNC to come on for 5 seconds.
Yeah, and he was on for 15 minutes doing his songs. They were on for like a minute and a half.
People are like, oh my God, he's going backwards. Oh my God, he's going backwards. He's going backwards. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, he's going backwards. It's going to be insane.
Now, I do believe Joey Fatone was wearing Spanx. If you look closely at Joey Fatone... He was wearing male Spanx.
I think that lift had some trouble trying to get him up through that floor.
My favorite was watching them have to do the bye-bye-bye dance.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake put, like, no effort into it.
Because, yeah, he was dude, like, these are fucking losers. They probably had to share a cab from Orlando.
I felt so sad for them. It wasn't as awesome as I thought it was going to be.
It was not awesome.
Why wasn't it as awesome as when I was a teenager? God.
Because they're sad old men. What do you want?
Every 25 to 30-year-old woman craned her seat when she saw the rest of NSYNC pop out. It's just what's happening.
Here you go. So much faster. Hold on. What's the version you have? That sounds way higher pitched than the one that I saw.
I don't know. What I found on YouTube.
Black Twitter said that they lost all respect for Miley Cyrus after the VMAs.
First off.
Okay. Miley, you know what? Okay. What's Miley up with the tongue thing?
Okay. Forget the tongue thing.
No. What's up with her anaconda tongue thing?
IKEA is going to sue her ass for copyright infringement because it is so flat. She has the flattest ass on the planet. Because I get girls have flat asses, but you do not wear what she wore. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like if you have a small dick and you're like, I'm going to just go out.
Yeah, skin tight, you know, pants and latex.
Exactly. Like, you play to your, you play to what you're good at. And her hair. What was wrong with her hair?
Dude, she has like that's a pompadour. Her hair looked like Robin, or not Robin. Robin Thicke.
And why didn't somebody say Robin Thicke's name three times? He would fucking disappear.
I like Robin Thicke, by the way. I like that song.
Hashtag Beetlejuice reference.
She was twerking. I don't know how you don't understand her choice. Well,
and why did she keep poking her vagina with a foam finger?
Twerk.
She
thinks
that she has a penis. She's a very confused woman, and I'm concerned for her. And unfortunately, since we knew her father before we knew her, every time I see her now, all I think of is, oh my God, what is her father going to say?
She dances with Molly.
Molly. God, stop. She's into drugs.
That is the worst song I've ever heard. By the way, I have some audio here for you guys. He wrote it last night, apparently, or the night before, or whatever. John Lajoie, the guy who does, you know him. He plays on The League.
Taco.
Oh, he also has like a lot of YouTube stuff. What's the one big song that he has? I have it here. Hold on.
Your genitals. Genitalia.
Taco.
You don't know this?
Here.
Oh, cancel.
Got it. Miley, you're a good girl.
There you go.
We're in a porno, you know we want it and we getting what we ask for. But then when Miley does it, we say, oh my God, no. Why she acting like a hoe? This is so wrong. We all object. Where did she get the idea to act like a sexual object? I suspect she is on drugs. I think she's losing her mind. Did you see her shaking her ass on TV singing Blurred Lines? Which is such a wholesome song, I can't believe she ruined it. Her slutty moves made Robin Thicke look misogynistic. What a bitch, she makes me sick. Doesn't she have ethics? How dare she try to use sex to sell pop music? We want topless women in our music videos. We want pop stars acting like they're in a porno. You know we want it and we getting what we ask for. But then when Miley does it, we say, oh my God, no. The lines no longer blurred, you crossed it and upset the nation. Don't get us wrong, we're super cool with objectification. But it's hard to watch you play that part, we've known you for too long. So please go back to singing the Hannah Montana theme song. And we'll go back to watching others do exactly what you did. And we won't be offended cause we cannot picture them as kids. And we'll be cool with videos of women prancing around naked. And it won't be sexist as long as the song is a number one hit. We want topless women in our music.
Okay, I get what he's
saying. I can't hear this unless I hear this.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
No, I wasn't shocked. Like, oh my God, I can't believe she did that. I was like, Jesus Christ, it's really ugly. Like,
dude, I am so done with that bitch.
It was embarrassing for everybody.
Dude, did you see that Will picture? Will Smith.
The picture.
Wow, I got excited. I got excited to like just blurt out something, and I just said the same word twice. I apologize. Let's
talk pictures.
Yes. No, Will Smith and his family.
Sucking pictures, you see? Miley Cyrus is not making
Will Smith and his entire family were sitting in a row, and there's a picture online of them all going, oh, like, what is she doing? Like, when she first ripped off that bear costume.
I want to say something to the fucking Smith family. You're at the VMAs. Dress up. Jesus Christ. They're all wearing T-shirts.
They're the Smith family. They can do what they want.
No, fuck that. And they all look identical. And on top of that, they all look like they just came from the mall. Like, they just showed up from the mall.
They're the Smith family. They're allowed to do what they want.
I just posted the picture in the chat room. It is hilarious.
There you go. It's, dude, that's hilarious.
The children are like, what's going on,
what
Papa?
What the fuck is she doing? Jada's covering her mouth. Will Smith's like, oh, damn.
Miley Cyrus ain't got no hair to whip back and forth.
No, she does have no hair to whip back and forth. She's but Will such Smith a, will you, be a little prostitute.
Royce, please stop with the song.
But it's really good.
It's not good. It's a terrible song.
But she's dancing with Miley, bro.
I don't care if she's dancing with Molly. I don't give a fuck.
I'll tell you what happened. The world watched the VMAs and watched Miley Cyrus rip off her teddy bear costume and start dancing around terribly with a foam finger that she was pretending was a penis. And we all went collectively, oh my God, what have we done to her? Between her outfit, her body, the teddy bears, everything involved, it just sounded like it looked like a really bad pedophilia story.
You know what I feel bad for is Robin Thicke, because he had the song of the summer. He's kind of like, you know, posted himself as a classy guy. And then he has to deal with this nonsense with her just She's not attractive. I'm sorry. Can we stop already?
And her mouth, specifically her mouth, is disgusting.
Dude, fucking chiclets just like mushed into gum. It's like gross. Shut up. Get out of here with your face and your dumb mouth, your horrible haircut, and your stupid, I think I have an ass shake. Get out of here. And the tongue. Stop with the tongue. She's always out. I hate her.
Your face is out. If your tongue is not out, how do you know you're rock and roll?
She's the worst. It's always out. Fucking die!
How can you judge if she can lick good pussy or not if her tongue isn't out?
She thinks she's Gene Simmons. It's just like, get the what are you
doing?
She
has a very clean tongue, though, if you look at it.
No, it's not. It's too white.
She probably
clean tongues aren't that white. You have too much shit on the surface, Mitch.
You have too much ecstasy on your tongue.
Right.
You think that's what it is?
That semen could be semen.
Well, Hammy says that means she loves jizz on it.
I don't think that. Well, I mean, probably. You're right.
She ruined this song for me because I like this song. And then her dumb. Why was she there? She didn't sing any part of the song.
First of all, Dutch, nobody likes this song.
Everybody likes this song except for you, Renee, you bitter bitch.
Nobody likes this song, you drunken asshole.
I like it.
Nobody listens to it.
I like it.
Marie likes it.
Your dad.
As she downs her beer.
Your old man Lopez likes this song, Renee.
Lopez was the...
My old man Lopez is having a fucking midlife crisis.
Exactly. You don't know what's good and what's not, Renee.
Women are dancing naked to the song.
You don't like this song, really? You don't like it?
They've just played it so much.
You're the first person I've ever met who didn't like this song.
It's a little played out, but I liked it when it first came out.
This is a song that plays on the club, like in the club, and everybody that doesn't know how to dance comes out to the dance floor.
Hell yeah, that helps my job out a lot when I DJ parties.
Oh my God, this is my song, Becky!
Dude, when I'm losing a crowd, this is my number one go-to to get them back.
Exactly, because you don't know how to dance. You don't have to know how to dance.
Exactly. That's why it's great. West Nego says this song can eat an entire mountain of dicks.
That's a lot. That's a big pile.
A lot of dicks.
That is way more mountain. Dicks than
I'm. Whomever said that, I just run around in a white screen. I was like, dear Lord, this is genius. It makes no sense. It's just women.
Pharrell, I love Pharrell, but he's always saying like his balls never drop ever.
Or somebody's just tying them.
You know what, she's like 41.
Speaking of singing, let's circle back around again to Miley Cyrus. Did anyone else notice that Miley sounded okay during her song, but when she had to like harmonize with the Robin Thicke song, all of a sudden she sounded like crap?
To be fair, who can harmonize with Robin Thicke?
Everybody that's black? Black Twitter. Hashtag
Black Twitter.
See? You gotta bring it full circle.
Here's a performance.
Now, there was a good middle section of the VMAs where they just all sounded like crap.
It sounds like a dying goat.
I don't get why she was wearing like her grandmother's bathing suit.
This is terrible. Don't sing to this. This is an awful song that was released.
What's up with her hair? What is wrong with her face?
You're just not about that life, Dutch. Not about that life, though.
You ain't. Hashtag
you
Black
ain't about
Twitter.
That life, though.
Yeah, he's not bowdy bowdy, not even a little.
What, I'm sorry, what is bowdy bowdy?
Bowdy bowdy is like getting rowdy rowdy.
About that life.
Oh, so it's not like the bowdy bowdy bass tones or something?
It's not what it's
like.
Like
the brothers to the mighty mighty bass tones?
It's not
tones?
That.
No?
It's very bad. It's a very bad song.
It's terrible.
It is horrendously bad.
But she's dancing with Molly.
Is she?
Would you stop? She...
Renee likes everything. How
Marie,
do you
know? No, Renee likes that song. That's the thing. Marie likes Miley Cyrus because she knows that song from front to back,
Dutch,
I feel.
Dutch,
she,
Dutch,
you
relax.
Sang to it.
Dutch, it's okay.
Renee,
it's okay,
okay,
sweetheart. Why are you getting so upset?
Because you're an asshole.
Okay, I was kind of aware of what was going on.
You hate this song, but you like the other one?
Hold on. Because you don't even know. So I'm watching the VMAs and I'm making fun of it or whatever.
You don't even know.
I don't know what's going on because I'm 28 and fuck music. But then Renee comes downstairs during the hip hop thing and she's like, oh man, I'm so glad those guys won. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm on Black Twitter. How the fuck else am I supposed to tweet to them?
She was like, oh man, Drake's so last year. I'm like, who is Drake? I don't.
First of all, I never said that, and I refer to Drake as Aubrey, okay? Aubrey is his name.
Audrey Hepburn?
Aubrey.
Aubrey
Wheelchair
what?
Jimmy. All right, Degrassi.
I'll be bringing what?
I don't know. Canada?
I don't understand this culture.
If you're going to refer to Drake as anything other than Drake, it's OVO, okay? Because that is his nickname.
What? Okay.
OVO.
I'm going to be honest. What you're saying is frightening me, and I don't understand it, and I'm just going to back away.
Hashtag Black Twitter.
That's what I heard for the last 30 seconds, by the way.
Yeah, I was watching the VMAs, and I just didn't understand what was happening. Like the VMAs, culture now is just, and not to sound like an old man, but culture now is just a bunch of fucking flashing lights and screaming.
Renee is a solid
bullshit.
Renee is a solid 5 year old. And I have no idea why she
I'm going to be 24. I'm 23. One, two, Royce was sitting on the computer the other day, and I don't know what the fuck was on TV, but I'm sitting there, and he legitimately got upset enough to take off his headphones while playing a video game just to say, I don't know what the fuck is going on with TV nowadays. There's not even any more Saved by the Bell. It's not, wasn't like,
oh my God.
That's exactly what he said, and he was legitimately mad. He wasn't laughing.
I'm
he was upset.
It's a show. It's a show that has comedy,
right,
drama, and right, they teach you a lesson.
It's the worst show in history, Royce.
It's a triple threat.
It's not.
Seriously.
No, it's not.
Joel, let me get him off that topic
triple
right now
threat.
Before he goes down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, because we will break up as a partner team at this point if he goes down and out again.
Seriously. He needs to shut up.
Wait, I wake up in the morning.
Royce brought up a very good point.
I never make it.
Royce brought up a very good point this afternoon. I'm trying to give you credit on something.
Sorry.
He brought up a very good point this afternoon about how music in the 90s was never happy.
Yes! Fucking every no, let me specifically say every band in the U.S. every band in the U.S. in the 90s was sad. You had to be sad
Europe,
to make a song in the
Europe 90s. Europe didn't count because Europe 10 years behind, so they were still in 80s mode.
Oh yeah, understand that. But the Europe didn't get the 90s till 1995. They were still in the 80s.
Yeah.
Ace of Base and so all
you
that
have
shit.
To, so you have to discount Spice Girls. You have to discount Ace of Base.
All American bands in the 90s were sad. Think about it.
Try to think of a 90s band. No,
2000s. 2000. That's 2000.
Okay, Backstreet Boys. 2000s.
That was not 2000.
Yes, it was.
It was at the turn of the millennium.
It's 98.
No, we're talking Dutch. You know what I mean. Don't fucking throw that
Thank
bullshit.
You.
But no. I'm with you. I'm just saying. I'm
and
just.
Here's the thing. And if you were an American band that was positive in the 90s, the government killed you. Look at what happened to LFO. They were positive. That summer song.
Late 90s.
And he died of leukemia.
Late 90s. So,
I know, but it doesn't matter. He died of leukemia.
Here's the thing that, Renee, I'm gonna back up Royce's point here. He's talking about, like, bands like that of, like, Nirvana, All About Depression. You know, Alice in Chains, you know, Rooster is talking about just being on a heroin trip and trying to wait to die. Black Hole Sun, also another heroin trip. They loved heroin in the 90s, didn't they?
Won't you come?
Oh, my God.
That was all by the same band, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
They all sound exactly the same to me.
Yes, of course they do. You idiot.
Tupac?
And Biggie Smalls was just telling
Tupac?
People that the sky is the limit. They didn't promote any violence or any type of depression.
Are you saying that Tupac didn't promote violence?
Come on. Hit him up.
Yes. Hit him up. Yes. He was telling his listeners, go kill these specific guys and hear their addresses.
Fuck your bitch and the click you claim.
He was only making.
You know
what?
That's not positive.
That's not a positive. Yes, it is. He's telling you to fuck your bitch. Everybody has sex with
you. Telling you to love your woman.
It was a gangbang.
Not love your woman.
Hold on. My 4-4. Make sure all y'all kids don't grow.
I got a positive song. I got a positive one. Mariah Carey's Hero.
Listen to that high note.
That was in 90s though. Maybe Mariah Carey's My All. The Hero, I think, came out in 2000, right?
And now that we've seen how much weight she gained, it was about a sandwich. Not that positive.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is Hero. Tupac had a song dedicated to his mother.
And then he had a song.
1993, Hero was released.
And then he had a song about killing bitches. So it's
then a Hero comes along was 93?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. I really didn't know that. I apologize.
Wow, it was fucking
tight. But then she also talked about the whole I give my all or whatever, like she wanted to like give herself up for sex slavery. Wow, Joel. Jesus Christ.
Good job.
Weezer started coming around in the 90s. They're popular, they're positive.
Oh, they're not completely positive. That song about drinking and alcoholism, not that positive.
That's very positive.
Somebody's hiney. It's crowding my icebox.
What about 311?
What about Heineken?
What about 311?
Hey, first off,
chilling.
I've been meaning to bring that up. A lot of people on the show have not been coming original, and it's kind of bothering me. Dutch, I'm looking at you.
Punchy said that Freddie Mercury was always positive, and then he also says Magic Johnson was beaming with positivity.
I think he means HIV.
We were talking about.
I'm just not reading the chat room. I mean, I don't know what he's talking about. It's
probably
a little awkward.
It's really different and sadder, actually.
Yeah, I mean, we were having fun, and now we have to think about people.
I kind of wish Punchy would get AIDS.
By the way, tell
me. Ooh, Lenny Kravitz.
Has AIDS.
What about Lenny Kravitz?
Dutch. One thing I do.
Too much acid.
First off, Lenny Kravitz, late 90s. Secondly, half Jewish doesn't count.
What about all the positive messages that Korn sang?
Come on. See, you're further proving my theory. You see what you're doing? You're proving it.
So you're saying Coolio wasn't down with the kids and the positive messages?
Whatever the fuck happened to Korn?
I don't know. Didn't the guitarist become a Christian or something?
Oh. One of them did, yeah.
I know
they
another
never
positive,
learned how to flip their R around.
A positive guy for the teens.
Very funny.
Yes. A positive guy for the teens in the 1990s, Marilyn Manson.
Come on. See what I mean?
Yes.
It was all.
Yes.
Oh, and Cypress Hill. I mean, that is all around. Just
insane in a membrane.
Okay.
Insane in the brain.
Dutch, one thing I like to do is I like to you know,
zoom, 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 and a boom, boom,
boom, boom.
Yeah.
Just
shave
your room.
Shave your room. Yeah. So, I like to.
Are
help.
You down with OPP, Royce?
You know me. I like to.
What about Cisco? Was that the?
What
90s?
About? Yeah. What about?
Are
it?
You a loser?
Thong song.
Kill me.
No, I'm speaking about the thong song, Cisco.
Thong, thong, thong.
I love it when they beat go.
That's how fast I am.
Fast. Too fast. You had a race.
Way
too
fast.
Fast.
I forgot. I lost my train of thought. It doesn't matter.
I'm that good.
What I was gonna say.
It was keto to the right part and everything.
Actually, do you realize? Okay, I wish you could see my screen and how I work on the show or whatever, because that was such happenstance in the fact that I got it in that exact spot.
No, Dutch, that was just a saved tab on your computer screen.
No, it wasn't. I literally put it and I just went to 30 seconds and it just so happened to be the right spot. So
Dutch has a thumbs up button.
So I'm trying to come up with new pickup lines because I think old pickup lines are getting old. Like, that's what they're called, old pickup lines.
Old pickup
lines are getting old. You're right.
Really, Royce?
Old pickup lines are getting old.
I want you to help me out with this one, Dutch. Tell me. I'm working on it.
Can I tell you one that I might have said this on the show before?
Yeah, go ahead.
My buddy from college, Drew, he used to do this line, and it actually worked for him.
Okay.
He would look at a girl from across the bar, and he would use his index finger and would, like, do the come hither.
Either, yeah.
You know, type of thing with her. And she would walk over and be like, yeah. And you're like, I just made you come with my pointer finger. What do you think I could do with my entire body?
It's pretty good.
Here's the thing, though. They would always laugh because it was such a bad line, and that would always get him in. Like, he would use the worst pickup lines ever, but they would always work because these are things that girls they reckon. This is during the time. This is back in my college days, like back in like 2003 to 2005, back when bad pickup lines were like a viral email thing that you would get, and he would use them constantly. Like, have you used any kind of pickup line ever?
I'm sure I have, but I mean, the one I was working on, the one that I've been working on, it's a new one, but I think you're gonna like it. It's, hey baby, AIDS isn't the death sentence it used to be. And then I smile. And that gets me.
No. I don't know if that would work, my friend.
You don't think they'll laugh a little?
Well, maybe, but like part of them would probably go,
but be honest, if
is
they
he
laugh.
Joking? Maybe. Is he not?
Dutch, if they laugh, Royce, though, you marry them.
Royce, every time you do that, the woman thinks that you're assuming they have AIDS.
No, well, come on. It can mean that I have AIDS.
Wait,
somebody have a.
Go ahead, Renee.
I have one to compete with your friend's pickup line. I have one to compete with.
I'm excited for this one. Uh-huh.
All right. That shirt's very becoming on you. Of course, if I were on you, I'd be coming too.
I like it. I guess it's like
you
semen.
See what he did there?
It's like semen.
Yeah, it's like they're coming on you.
Because
that makes a girl immediately think about them.
I like cum jokes. So, in general, I like use of the
Mitch,
word cum.
What time is that?
Got it.
You got to understand, Mitch, on a different channel that's not broadcasting, is just watching Duck Dynasty clips. I'm looking at him. I swear to God, that's what he's doing. He's just watching.
No, I was fixing something. It wasn't working.
Yeah, you were fixing your Duck Dynasty clips.
Mitch puts on a camo outfit and a larger beard.
Dude, you're just awful. You're an awful human being.
I just imagine him putting on a larger beard on top of his normal beard. And he gets a little duck quack call. And he's like, quack, quack.
Look, he's drinking like a beer without a label on it. You just
I ripped it off. I ripped
you're
it off
a real person.
Why'd you rip it off?
Because that's just what I do.
You're fucking hill person.
When I'm sitting somewhere with a beer, I'll just kind of pick at it.
Nervous habit.
Gone.
Trying to get rid of those war memories.
Is that Miller High Life?
Trying to get rid of the beer memories.
I do that too, Mitch. Don't worry. I also peel off labels.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you're at a bar or restaurant or whatever, do you just not take the coasters because you'll rip them apart?
Yes.
Yeah, see.
Marie, me and you.
You people are weird because I know people like you guys.
Oh, well, what do you mean, you people?
You people, not niggers. I'm talking about people who actually.
That was two Q's in an A.
I said not them. I didn't say them. I said not them. Hey.
Not them.
It's cool. He has a brother that's black.
And I can
I have five brothers who are black. I'm allowed to say anything at once. Fuck all y'all.
I could say it because I have a lot of friends that are racist.
I bet
not
you
friends. No, actual siblings with my last name. No, here's the thing.
Your black brothers follow Renee on black Twitter?
They follow me on Twitter.
No, I don't
Do they really?
So. Very white.
No,
do they like you?
I'm in the depths of black Twitter. You don't understand.
She can't get
Martin
out.
Martin Luther King's dream could not pull me out of where I am in Twitter.
I'm just wondering what Martin Luther Keys is. But
well, basically,
it's kind of like Martin
it's this
Luther King.
New
it's
R&B
what he, it's
singer.
What he named his keys. It's the name
keys.
Of my.
It's a new set of islands next to the Florida Keys.
Yeah, it's man
made. Archipelago
meant specifically for black people.
Right.
It's Black Twitter's new spin-off Twitter.
Yeah. It's like the Family Matters of Twitter.
Martin Going Luther down keys. To the Keys.
Black Luther Keys.
Wah wah
wah
da.
What
up? What up? What
just a black guy playing the piano.
Hold on, time out. How do we get here? Where are we right now?
I don't know.
I feel like I've lost control of my show.
Dutch, lock the doors and put the windows up.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring us back up to speed here. Hold on. Handle it. All right.
Truck.
Guys like what?
Well, I'll actually fast forward to the good spot. Here we go. What's your second favorite Cisco song?
Oh,
the one he did with DMX.
What these bitches want for my nigga?
I don't know. He had
holy shit! You're right. That is his second song.
What these bitches want for my nigga?
I completely forgot about that.
Find it before break. I want to hear it now. Now I got to hear it.
Right, hold on. Mitch, please find it. Just type in Cisco and DMX and see if you can't pull it up for us real quick.
Type in Drew Hill DMX.
Oh, is it Drew Hill?
That's right. That's right. Drew Hill. Cisco's on Drew Hill. I completely forgot about that.
Make sure you type, what you bitches want?
It won't come up.
What you bitches want, I think, is what it's called.
I'll find it.
Okay.
I have to translate DMX for Mitch.
Royce has said it five times, and I don't know what the second half of that sentence is.
What do you bitches
yes,
want from
up,
the nigga? Here it is. Go ahead,
hold
Mitch.
On.
Crank it.
Oh, I got to plug it in. I didn't have it plugged in. I unplugged it so that you guys couldn't.
I love off mic Mitch.
DMX. Yes!
There you go. What do you really
want from me? Oh, hold on.
Yes.
No, you sound good. They really want from me.
I need the bad one.
This one's edited. I need to,
get the unedited version.
PG crap. And by the way, you know what I found? Like, when you download entire discographies on Pirate Bay and stuff, the reason they're always edited is because DJs use them a lot. I just figured that out.
By the way, real quick, Kelly, my lovely girlfriend, if you're listening, could you please send me that list of all the summer songs that came out in 99?
Oh, no.
Showed me. No. Dude, you know, like, okay, let's just say this summer, let's just say the two biggest songs of the summer were Daft Punk, Get Lucky, and Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines. We can say that, right? Right? Like, those are the two big ones. There was, like, 15 massive songs that are still popular and that could still be put in rotation today that came out of 1 year. And my chick showed me the list over the weekend. I forgot where she found it from. Please send me that list, Kelly, if you're listening.
Everybody was motivated because they thought the world was going to end.
Well, yeah, it's true. You have the song? It's not. I want to hear
it. Yeah, I got it.
Hit it.
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Yes!
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Your impression's pretty good, right?
Pretty good. This should be on black Twitter.
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Can we have a black up somewhere? Can we take the song?
There's no Twitter. I meet bitches. Everybody on black Twitter is a sweet bitch.
Slash. Cocoa Puff sweet bitches. Make you want to eat bitches. But not me. Y'all niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not dig. I fuck with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in they shit, then I'm out just like a thief in the night.
Sometimes when Royce knows the words to songs, I
more like what's up tonight. Come on, Ma. You know I got a wife, and you know that pussy's tight. I'm not going to jeopardize my life.
Royce used to drop me off at middle school with all his windows down playing Vanilla 50 Ice. Cent. Vanilla Ice. The Gunshot album.
The 50 Cent.
Oh, and then some days I would show up to her school. This is true. And I would embarrass her. Every day I try to embarrass her. So I would play MC Hammer. Am I lying, Renee? I would play MC Hammer really loud. Can't touch this. It's really loud when I used to drop her off.
On the way to school, it was 50 Cent, Linkin Park, or Alicia Keys, My Diary. And he would windows down. And he would drop me off precisely in front of my friends. Now, I would tell him as soon as we got into the gate, please, please leave me here. Please, I'll walk. I'll walk. It's okay. I have time. I'll be late.
And then I would lock my door, and then you would hear this.
That is hilarious.
You would tell me I forgot my lunch and hand me a beer.
I'm your brother. I'm Renee's brother.
Did he really yell that at me?
Yes. Oh my God.
Am I lying?
Yes, I did. In high school, it was worse because I just so happened to get teachers that got Royce and Ryan. So as soon as they would read, it's the Lopez, I would get looked at like I'm an asshole. I'm not like them. I was automatically in trouble.
Today, you are kind of an
asshole. I know, but
you had to deal with those two pieces of shit as older brothers before you went into school. It's hilarious to me.
I had a teacher. He goes, "You're automatically just on referral list because your brother is Royce Lopez."
Mr. Getz.
Yes, Mr. Getz, marine biology.
I was a great at school.
You do to Mr. Getz?
He told me, Mr. Getz told me that Royce in his class while they were dissecting a shark thought it would be funny to pour like some type of acid or something to the actual animal that we're dissecting, and it almost ate through the black desk.
What?
Not either Royce or it was Ryan. But one of those motherfuckers made me sit out during the dissection process.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that. That's not true. How did you know acid is that strong? How would I know acid is gonna eat through
a
shark?
My counselor thought I had mental stability issues at home because Royce Lopez was still in the system due to all his infractions.
What Jesus I'm telling you is,
he's eight years older than me.
How would I know? Hold on. Can I defend myself? Because I feel like I'm being attacked. How would I know that acid was going to eat through the shark and then also the container and then also the desk?
How is that my fault? Black science desk!
I was curious. How about that? Can I be curious? That's how science is done!
People get AIDS!
No, people get curious and
get AIDS!
That's how science is done!
Is that what you were thinking? Science, not, hey, what happens if I throw this on this?
What I was thinking.
I had to sit in the back of the classroom and not participate. He said, I'm going to give you your grade. You have 100%. Just don't touch it. Like, I fucking did something.
You know what? When people hear that I was a Sarkeesian, they're like, oh, really? Tab of the class for you. Thanks. You guys are awesome. I love my American.
Yeah, they hear I'm a Lopez. They're like, oh, really?
Fuck you.
Suspension for you.
During your face.
What I'm saying is, okay.
GED for you.
Maybe I'm not explaining myself. I was wondering what would happen if you put at.
Stop with the shark. Stop with the shark. They couldn't replace that desk. There was a still hole there. There was a hole there 8 years later. And that so happened to be the desk I got sat at. My pencil always fell through it. I never had anything to write with. My paper, my pencil, my eraser.
Oh, my God. I know exactly what she's talking about.
Oh, nothing. When he would explain the black hole, he would use my desk.
Oh, my God.
This is the depths of the ocean. Look at Renee's desk. Her brother did it.
I can't take this anymore. I'm coughing too much.
High school is not allowed to bring in acid ever again. He ruined high school every other student.
Oh, I love this.
Mind you, Royce was not even in that school for the whole 4 years. He was in the fucking annex. He did all of this in the year he was there. 8 years.
I worked twice as hard so they remembered. They remember. There's a legacy there. Remembered me.
I wasn't allowed behind fucking portables.
Why?
I never did anything.
Why?
What did you do behind the portables?
I don't know. What the fuck did you do behind the portables?
I mean, okay, maybe when I... Maybe, like, sometimes we smoked pot. I mean, so what?
Oh, my God.
Maybe sometimes you sold pot and bought pot. Sometimes people did things, and it's like you get in trouble for things. Like, it's your fault because you were guilty.
You
and
really
it's like,
were just an insufferable asshole.
So now I'm the bad guy.
You were an insufferable asshole back in high school, from what I'm seeing.
I'm the bad guy because I had to lie to the security guard. They were going to send me to military school.
My counselor thought I had issues at home because when they typed in Lopez, Royce Lopez came in repetitively.
Well, that's because half of the people there were named Royce Lopez.
Right. That's what everybody's named there. In the middle of rubber, like Royce. Rubber, Royce. Rebel Flag Davy.
I don't know why you're not throwing Renee a bit of what she's dishing out, because I hear senior year she missed half of it.
Because I'm missing half of my spine!
All I know is that you spend more time out of school than in school.
Oh, yeah.
So did he!
Marie throwing someone under the bus.
Drug tested one
and
time!
And you came up positive!
I get drug tested one time, and I come up positive one time. And all of a sudden, I'm a fucking junkie.
I've been drug tested
every week because...
A whole fucking lot because I live in the hospital.
Renee is the best test taker I know.
Okay.
Good for the MRI and the CAT scan. I passed for all the drugs.
I just remember my mother calling me and saying, go to the doctor right now and don't drink anything, which is stupid because the first thing I'm going to do is drink everything because I know I'm getting a drug test. So I drank everything, and it still failed. It was just pot. And right away out of that one, I was all like, oh, I was at a party, and they were smoking pot, and I was there. And then because I was smart, I've always been smart. I've never been stupid.
Like the 50,000 clips I have of you of being dumb on the air.
And then I go to the doctor. Isn't that true? If you're in a room that says a lot of pot, won't it come up positive? And he goes, well, I mean, I guess it could. So that plausible deniability right there got me out of a sticky situation.
Yeah, we're running so late right now.
I'm sorry. I was having fun.
No, it's all good. I understand. But okay, coming after the break, we have stuff. So. All
right. Let's go. It's not that you're going to break. We just had a great first hour, and then you didn't even
Renee, final word for you before the break.
Yeah, leave with a laugh, like something really funny.
Something funny.
And go.
All right. How to get out of Black Twitter.
Go.
Blood in, blood out.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hi, I'm Joe Conti's girlfriend. The one thing I can always count on is when I listen to him on the show, he will never embarrass me. Until I heard him read some putrid poetry he wrote about some ex-girlfriend that broke his heart. Wah! What a pansy.
Years ago, I made some, I call them writings, because I don't want to call them poetry.
I'm buying into that word.
Writings, Frank, they're writings.
The writings.
And the Ten Commandments are writings. You made poems.
Basically, it was a girl.
The
who,
writings girl of Joe Conti.
Girl who ripped my heart out.
Uh-huh.
And years
sure
ago, before we came here, I was sure it was a girl.
Uh-huh.
Before we came here, I thought it would be great radio to bring the writings in and do them on the air.
I keep saying writings.
And the vicious attack I got, the vicious beating that I took
deserved. Yeah.
But I was telling these girls, but see, what everybody forgets is that I never sent them to
your pen name, Edgar Allan Poe?
The Conti and Kenny Show.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
The Cousin Joe Show strives for excellence in broadcasting.
Not really sure how, but he had mutilated himself. So there was self-mutilation to his genital area.
The gold standard for broadcasters everywhere, Cousin Joe is always on topic and always on point.
Now I'm talking ourselves up.
Keep going.
Both funny.
Like where you going.
Which I don't say often about myself. Both funny. Creative. So, I lost my point.
Never short on words, he always knows just what to say.
I don't know how to put it without sounding gay.
He's an all-around honest guy, and not afraid to let you know just how he feels.
I don't get why people are so down on Hitler.
The key to Joe's success is his uncanny ability to bring you quality programming night in and night out.
Record yourself taking a shit, and we're going to play Guess the Shit.
You can listen to the Cousin Joe and his Big Fat Cock Show Thursday nights, 7 to 10 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Hey everyone, it's John from the Hippo Juice Show. When I'm looking for all the latest gossip preteen boys talk about, I listen to Mark Out Radio, Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on morelikeradio.com. Now here's your Mark Out Radio moment of the week.
Listen, the match is already boring. When a match is boring, it's the announcer's job to assign it excitement. That's what you're there to do. If you don't believe me, go ask Joey Styles. Go ask Tony Schiavone. Go ask JR. If the match sucks, it is your job as the announcer to help put it over. Yes, the fans in the audience will not be privy to that, but the 4.8 million viewers at home are! Jesus Christ! Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler, you need to be replaced. You're too comfortable and you suck at your jobs. Granted, you don't suck as much as the NXT announcers from this week, but you suck at your jobs.
Mark Out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Red Show, that's an online radio show.
Across the country are
going shirtless.
Why?
So I don't want to go shirtless.
You guys that have been on the air.
What the fuck? The hosts of the Red Show.
In which there's really no other way to put it, they'd be less funny than that.
He's your guy on the Red Show. Because he is a racist. That's the whole reason he's your guy.
It's the Red Show. I went on there. Radio
and again,
show.
I'm not open. You know, you can now at More Like Radio because of text budget.
He got us fired.
It's a goddamn war zone.
I see the slight shift and I don't like it.
Obviously hates pretty much everyone who's not a white male in his 40s, I would imagine.
In radio, and that's what they were trying to do. And I remember that.
Bad words. That's cuss words.
Okay, I want you dead. God.
Who's texty, by the way?
On Twitter.
Okay. Headline. You know, especially, I know
what Texi does. He's a fucking all-star pitcher that shits in the manager's office.
Show that's an online
you probably deserve those sexy dates, I think.
That's right, Jason and Tex. Take that. Ha. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Catherine.
You won over the heart of a Colorado housewife. Congratulations.
He is so banged up. He can't even focus now. He has his hands over his face. His
Twitter's losing his mind. He's covering his face.
What do you think about his goal?
Wednesdays at 9 East, only at morelikeradio.com.
A top of lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. Morelikeradio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
Well, those were just the best ribs that I've ever had.
Woo, you ain't lying, child.
Thanks for Dennis Schmidt.
You know, I really appreciate it, man. I do feel supported. So what's next?
There was just one thing that I miss. I probably shouldn't say, man, I can't.
No, come on. It's us, man.
Schmidt, I could really go for some crack.
What? Crack cocaine?
I remember when I was a kid, me, my mom, and her mom, and her mom, and of course her mom, and then my little cousin Peanut, they'd all rush back to that flaming trash can where we'd sit around and harmonize and just shoo up. One of those nights, I remember, where we ran out of crack. I'd grab my scarf and I would run on down to the liquor store where the thugs hang out, and I would try to get a good deal on some crack. Woo! They never would give me a good price, man, but I tell you what, there's nothing like the feel of a fire. A fresh-baked cookie and that sweet, sweet taste of crack in your lungs.
Okay. Okay, Winston, yeah. Sure, I mean, if that is something that you want to do...
I knew you were going to judge me.
I knew it.
No, Winston. I knew you were going to judge me and just...
Winston, listen to me. Look, if crack cocaine is what you want, then crack cocaine is what we are going to get.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce.
Crack cocaine.
If crack cocaine is what you want, then crack cocaine is what
I just love
get.
How he says cocaine. Cocaine.
Knife.
Such new girl fans.
954-573-2780. Or get in touch with Twitter. Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, or Joel Dutch.
Who is your favorite new girl character? Seriously.
As of right now, Winston. I love him. I don't know why. Winston's my favorite.
Schmitty is still my favorite because of the way he says chutney.
Is it the way that I do my crazy snake dance?
I love it. I love that Schmitty used to be a fat guy.
Dude, that storyline of Schmidt being a fat guy is the funniest thing in the world. And if you got, how far are you guys into the second season?
Halfway.
Episode.
Oh, my God. They totally tap into the fat guy past that he had and right. His ex-girlfriend. They might have introduced her. I don't know what part you guys are. I think they might have talked about her in the top of the second season, but yeah, she's a prominent character at this point.
Yeah. I mean it's I really, really like it. Well, and up New Girls stuff, damn it.
No, it's a great show. Everybody should check it out. So
they should.
I today have the We Are Better Than the Music thing of my friend.
Ooh. Real quick though, but apologize for the weird quality during the commercial break. Something happened and I don't know what it is.
It's you.
Stupid Skype.
Skype's being weird, dude.
Fix it post for podcast.
I will definitely fix it so that for you podcast listeners, you have no idea what we're talking about.
That great
sound,
break. That break sound. The best break.
Break sounds amazing.
Break.
Fucking break of your life.
Ever.
All right, we're better than music. Royce, take it away.
Okay. The name of the song, I'm going to try to pronounce this, is
please do.
Oh, no.
Dash a bet.
Are you going to play it so Mitch and I can see it?
Yeah, it's going to be in the Hangout. You'll see.
Can you post the link so I can watch it?
Well, you just search for it. It's Dalsh, D-A-L-S-H, A-B-E-T, and the song is Be Ambitious. Okay? It's a K-pop song. Let's go. I'm not straight through, no pausing. Like the 20th Century Fox thing, I guess, is what they're going for.
Dal Shepard. A lot of Asian girls.
Which is pretty good for a K-pop video. You expect that.
Right.
If it was a bunch of Irishmen, I'd be
confused. Is this K-pop or J-pop?
This is Kay, my friend Kay. Here we go.
Wait, are they watching a World War II video and laughing?
I think they are.
All right, just checking. I mean, we did drop a bomb on Japan, so that is pretty hilarious.
And why are they all dressed like
this? It's not Japan, though. It's Korea.
That's what I'm saying. It's funny for them.
Why are they all dressed like Jessica Rabbit?
What's the name of this group again?
They love baseball because baseball is super popular over in Asia for some reason.
Here we go. Dutch, you're tapping your foot and you know it.
I love this.
You know what? I think she looks a little quirky. This girl looks like, because she's wearing heels in her friend's room. And
when does she stick out her tongue and start fingering herself?
Not yet. That's the second act.
I mean, she likes baseball. She's dancing in a laundromat. She's fun. She's just quirky.
Oh, it breaks down now.
Why are they blurring out the label of the baseball player with the bobblehead?
Dude, I'm getting a boner right now.
Who's giving you a boner?
What did I tell you about getting awkward boners? This
isn't awkward boners. These are hot boners. These Asian chicks are hot.
Is it all the girls or a specific girl that's giving you a boner? Well,
they all kind of look the same, but they're still all giving me boners.
They all kind of look the same.
Are you imagining them all together or are you imagining just being with
this
one?
This is why you get nicknames like the bearded clown.
Look at that. Oh, that is hot.
I think she's some sort of POW camp and she's torturing them.
Then the next cut, it's like she's in a bedroom. And the next thing, she's like at a go-kart track. And the next cut, she's like in the middle of like a Justin Timberlake type of music video.
I feel like Korean Christopher Nolan directed this. Very momentum.
It's a commentary on society.
It is. And then like the Gangnam Style guy looks like the guy dancing.
Oh, that's the girl from
Gangnam Style?
Yes!
Bro, this is filled with a bunch of like hidden gems.
Hold on, what's the name of the group that did this again?
I don't think it's a group.
Dalshobet?
I know the girl that's in Gangnam Style is like her own success in her own right. I don't know if those are just backup dancers or if she has a group.
So what do you think? That was the end of it.
That was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
The video was fine. I didn't find the beat as catchy as the other
as opposed to any other K-pop or J-pop stuff that we've found?
Love a running bass.
Remember earlier when I said it's called a walking bass?
Whatever. Remember, I like to run because I'm fast.
Run bass, though.
Remember earlier when I said that I've become a douchebag because I've been ironically saying the words? We have been ironically making fun of this, that we've become real critics and fans of this music. And I feel embarrassed for us because this is not what this started. This started as
as a fun, innocent us making fun of like and foreign culture.
Look at YouTube, Dutch. We've become K-pop and J-pop sensations.
We really have.
When we first started watching it, we had no idea what we were looking at. We had no basis for comparison. We were comparing it to like Nirvana videos or whatever we used to watch. Now we're cultured. We've sampled a bunch of different fruits. And we know the language a little bit, mostly because we realize that they're speaking English just with a terrible accent. And now we can really speak critically on their performance, both as dancers and beauticians, as well as singers and, you know, lyricists.
I mean, or we're just getting stupider. I mean, I feel like that's the more obvious answer.
That's probably it.
I just feel like that we are brains. are degenerating and we're just starting to like dumber and dumber things.
Are you suggesting that K-pop and J-pop is a form of brainwashing?
No, I'm just saying that there's nothing matters anymore. Like,
that is true.
Do you understand that we could bomb a country from some sort of dude sitting in a strip mall controlling it via robot? Like, there's no real anything anymore. Nothing matters. Everything is fucking sparkles, glitters, and Asian eyes. Like, that's what the world is now, guys. So fucking come to accept it, because you see this? These are going to be our new overlords. Are you looking at them?
That's what they want you to think.
We're going
to
be doing these dances every day because we're not a country of powerful people anymore. We're a bunch of idiots that, you know, this song's probably all about hating America, but we're too stupid to look it up.
Or we just don't really care.
We're lazy.
Well, yeah, you're right. Dude, Dutch.
It doesn't matter.
When I have
catchy
to,
and they're fucking hot.
When I have to be explained by somebody what a brony is, bro, that's it. We're circling the toilet, dude. Ain't much left. This Rome is going to be on fire soon. All right, enough. We're done. We're fucking doomed.
This could be a total propaganda video. There's like two World War II clips like midway through the baseball routine and dance choreographed in a triangle format in movie theater. I mean, I don't know what's going on anymore. They're just so fucking hot.
I don't know.
The thing is, I'm looking at... Hold on. We don't have any newest ones from the original... Oh, here we go.
And what's this hard thing that all the kids are doing now? What is this? I'm doing it now. What is this? I'm doing it.
It's love.
It's a heart. It's just a heart.
Do you guys remember the one we did about a month ago?
Uh-huh.
We Are Better Than Music with Crayon Pop, Bar, Bar, Bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember
that. We got a few new comments on the YouTube thing.
I feel they're not going to be nice.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's just go with the top one that got voted up the most. 11 votes up. It said, who is the ugly man on the left side? Oi, did you say Crayon Pop is fucking terrible? Your face is fucking terrible.
Okay, to be fair.
By the way, real quick, for those who don't know, the shot that Kevin picked was me in the top right, Marie in the bottom right, and Royce was in the bottom left. And
yeah,
it said, who's the ugly man on the left side? Your face is fucking terrible.
Clearly, wasn't talking about you.
Clearly, ma'am. Or sir, whatever you are.
It's in an Asian font. I don't understand.
You are speaking to me derogatorily? What's the word I'm looking for, guys?
Derogatively.
Negatively. And I'm not going to have that. Because you know what? You guys might have all of your cool things, but at least I don't go pee-pee and coke.
Would you like me to read the one that's the second most upvoted one?
Well, yes.
Kind of.
Yes, it said will. That bald guy will
buy. Okay, well, that's me.
Will buy Crayon Pop CD tonight and try their dances in his bedroom. I'm sure he's already addicted to them.
Okay, just because both of those statements are true doesn't mean that you have the right to make fun of me because my lifestyle's a little different than yours.
And the next one is that woman knows the taste.
That must be.
It says by Ball, B-A-W-L-L. The next one is Drail Park posted backwards F about 14,000 times, and then a lot of Sanskrit stuff that I don't understand.
I think I know how to say this one.
Do you really?
I think I can translate this one. It says sideways, pie, 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 pie. Hot, you're gonna get me jaw. Sideways, pie, 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 pie. Hot, you know you are jaw. Sideways, pie, 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 pie.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Hey man, those Rosetta Stone things have really been working, Mitch. Like you're getting, it's like a natural language to you now.
You know, I really should buy them because you know I'm getting all of this free education from them. I might as well support them.
Yeah. The next one is the one from you. I don't understand. You might have replied to somebody else, but I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna move on to the next person who just looked like they just kind of mushed onto their keyboard to make a name. It's A S L K J D L whatever. Yes, this is the song we're talking about, right?
Yes, this is a song. Crayon Pop.
Exactly. All right, so he said, the male MC seems to be Dutch, and his negative reaction, quote, terrible, is only natural. I fully understand him. People's reaction to this song, by Crayon Pop is very clear cut, period.
Okay.
Either you like it or you hate it strongly, there's no neutral reaction.
I feel like they're letting you off the hook more because you're attractive, and because I'm not as attractive, I seem to be getting more flack, and I don't think it's fair.
Can I read the next one?
Yes, please do.
This guy has the exact same reaction as the other guy. He said the bald guy will buy Crayon Pop CD and dance in his bedroom. He's already addicted to them.
Okay. I don't.
Oh, same guy posted right after, right before that. He said Crayon Pop rules the world. Anyway, Asians don't love speaking English. We feel exotic when foreign words spice up lyrics. That's all.
I remember that was
posted by Captain Groovy 2008.
I was the one that was surprised that they speak so many English words in their songs.
That's right. King of K-pop said he's fat gay.
Okay.
You are fat gay.
Okay, listen, King of K-pop. I like this
fat
gay. I know. But
I need to switch accounts so I can like this one.
Okay, listen, King of K-pop. I want to see those credentials. I don't think you're real royalty. I think it's a farce. I think that name should be removed from you.
And the very last one on this one happens to be ha ha ha, so fun. Bitch. Crayon Pop, I love you was the very last one. So is that the new thing now? Because K-pop is now like considered crayon. Or wait, no, the group is called Crayon Pop. That's right. I apologize. I kind of like the fact that they went after you in this video and not me.
I can't believe I'm liking the song more now that I'm hearing it a month later.
I wish you would turn it up so I can jam to it.
Oh, my God. Fine. You guys just with this song.
You don't really need to do everything you said.
No, see, Marie, because I'm a good co-host. I see Dutch needs to send a text real quick.
No.
So he said that for me to pop the music up so he could do it. We're a team.
Oh, no.
And now no one's going to... Well, now they know, but that's what normally happens behind the scenes.
To be honest, dude. I didn't know. You want to know what that was?
Uh-huh.
You know how, like, we have to pay to be in our Dynasty League?
Oh, yeah.
I have to pay to be in a kickball Dynasty League.
Okay. Oh, no.
I quit this shit. I'm leaving.
Can I explain it to you real quick before you leave?
Please.
I haven't done it yet. Marie, tell Royce I haven't played anything and I'm not going to do it yet.
I'm leaving.
He can hear you, but I want to know.
I'm not going to do it yet.
For word. I'm leaving. Where this came from, every detail in between to where you are now.
All right, here we go. I will read these text message conversation that I have.
Hey, Dutch.
Who's it with?
Dutch, do you want to join my fantasy frisbee golf team?
Okay, it's not fantasy. Hold on.
Whatever, dynasty.
No, it's not dynasty. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Kickball league is what I should have said. I shouldn't have said dynasty. I was trying to tie into what I said earlier.
Make it better.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go.
Please go on.
On Wednesdays, we play darts.
My best friend Tyler is married to a girl named Liz, who I've known for years. Like,
yeah,
we're all
right with a guy named Tyler.
We've known each other for a very long time. I've known Tyler since I was 10, and I've known Liz since I was like 19. So they've been together forever. They have a kid who I'm like the godfather to. Like, let's just say we're a tight knit group of friends. So Lizzie texted me earlier, and she said, "Want to join a kickball team? Totally for fun." Angela, one of our friends, is captain, and she's getting friends to join her team. It's half off if you register by 7 p.m. tomorrow. It's $21 plus a couple. You get a t-shirt, and it's every Thursday night for an hour-ish, I think. 8 games total. Pretty sure that Tyler and I are going to be doing it.
First of all, you lost that $20 sale when you said fun instead of funsies.
That's what I got from Liz. So I said, wait, what time on Thursday? And then she gave me the address and said, oh, wait.
That's when she knew she had the sale.
Huh?
That's when she knew she had you. When you
basically.
Said what?
Dude, the thing is, I don't do anything on Thursdays. So why wouldn't I drink bright beer with my friends? But here's the thing. She's like, it's at 6:15 to 7:15 at such and such ballpark, I think. And then she just started listing all of our friends who were going to be doing it. And I said, sure, why the fuck not? And then I ended it with sign me up, thinking I wouldn't have to do anything. I just show up on Thursdays. We drink beer with my friends that I all know personally. We'll play a dumb kickball game. Now I have to go online and sign up at gokickball.com, register for city selection.
Oh, that already sounds like work.
Oh, my God.
You don't know what you're getting into.
I have no idea what I'm getting into.
Brother does these types of things, kickball and bowl, or not bowling, but like darts and pool and all that shit.
So you know what I'm talking about.
And
then.
It's very, like, very involved. Dude. It's not going to be you show up on Thursday.
I didn't know it was this involved, Mitch.
Kickball is
Yeah, well, with
intense.
Rednecks, it's a big thing.
No, kickball
Oh,
is
man.
There's a girl.
It's not free.
There's a girl.
No, fuck that. No, hold on a second. I just went to fucking go kickball.
I just told you it was $21. I didn't say it was free.
No. I thought it was going to be like a fun thing where all the buddies, like a fantasy football, you go, here, bud, here's $20, and y'all have fun. You just fucking take your credit card, and they have TrustWave, Trusted Commerce.
That's why I brought it up, because when she first asked me about it, if you were actually, you had your headphones on and were embarrassed to be a show member with me.
Yeah, no, I'll leave again.
I when she first asked me about it, I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to go drink beer with my childhood friends who all have kids. And it's the one time we can actually all hang out together because I never get to see them because they all have kids and all that kind of stuff. Okay, we'll have a Thursday kickball group. Whatever. But now it's like a whole involved thing.
Right, because kickball leagues are fucking intense. I know this because there's a girl that I work with that plays kickball. She's pregnant right now and she's upset that she can't be on our team.
So you're
created a life, and she's upset that she can't play a child.
Yeah, hold on. No one plays against me because I'm pregnant.
Are you telling me that I'm jumping into something I'm getting no. over my head with?
What happens?
Yes.
Dutch,
yes, you
understand that frats and sororities have now grown up, and 30-year-olds like you, Dutch, or 29, cling on to it as long as you can, Dutch.
I will.
Are now joining adult kickball leagues because we've never learned to grow up.
I haven't joined it yet. That's the thing. That's the reason why I'm bringing it up on there with you guys.
Like I said, there's no real war anymore. So this is what we do. We never had to grow up. Now we still do kickball leagues. We play professional hide and seek. We eat from food trucks and we're like 34.
And
what are we doing?
About
what are we doing with our lives?
I don't know.
Anything that comes back from our childhood is automatically amazing.
Do you understand, Dutch? I'm guilty of it. I'll still talk at length about Saved by the Bell. I haven't grown up either. I'm not pretending I have.
I went to a Korean grocery market to buy koala yummies.
Yeah.
Why'd terrible. You walk away from me when I first brought it up, you asshole?
Because come on. Fantasy kickball league, Dutch.
Well, it was a transition. I didn't mean to say fantasy. I meant to say actual. So
if listeners want Dutch to play kickball, just PayPal donate at hippojuice.com.
$21 to get me to join.
Yeah, go to hippojuice.com/donate.html. Get somebody give Dutch $21 because now he has to play, and now I'm going to make him record everything he does for the show.
Oh, dude, no. That's just it. Hold on. I'm sorry, Marie. Go ahead.
Can Joel wear elbow pads, knee pads, and like sweatpants?
Yes! Oh, here's what we do. The more they donate, the more stuff you'll do. Let's do it right now. Okay, Dutch, if they donate $50, what will you do?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to think here. I don't know. You guys come up with something.
Okay, well, I think if we get at least 100, Dutch
I take
has
a catcher out.
If he hits at least 100, he has to go wearing knee pads and elbow pads. He has to.
50. 50. That's 50? Easy.
Okay, knee pads and elbow pads.
$100. Because remember, he's making a profit.
Yeah.
He only has to pay 21.
Okay. Everything else is gravy.
$100. I want to see you blast a fucking girl with the ball in her face.
As hard as you can. But like legally. Like that hurts somebody.
Well, hold on. I'm not 100% sure on the rules of dodgeball. Like you're out if you get hit with the ball, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can fucking just nail a bitch in the face.
You got to assume because there's 1,000 hits a game.
Of course.
So.
Just right in her nose.
In her face.
Bleed. I
want
blood bleed.
Everywhere. Right. If we do if we 200, let's just 200. It's easier. If we did 200, I want some suggestions here. Maybe call in, guys. 954-573-2780. If we hit 200, what do we do? Because I want to know. Like, what do
he
we?
He fucks a bitch on the stairs.
No, he'll do that for free.
I already did that, Mitch.
I want Joel to pick a fight with an opposing team and get into an actual fist fight.
No. Not a fist fight because we don't want violence. We want that. But what I do want, I do want Joe to be okay.
I got one. Okay.
He has to film it. For 200, he has to be overly enthusiastic guy.
Fuck you, bro. No, you're out. No, you're fucking out.
It's freaking $200. For $200, I want him to run all the bases with the pants off.
No, here's what I think you should do for $200. For $200, he goes and grabs someone else's beer and then walks up to the pregnant girl and throws it in her face.
Western Echo says for $200 he blows a referee. That's a little expensive. I would do it for like maybe 100. You're selling yourself short.
You just totally died.
You died, brah.
I'm gonna hang up and call you back.
Oh my god, what's going on with Skype? Skype is literally the worst invention ever.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
No, it's doing great.
I don't think so.
What the fuck is going on tonight, man?
I don't know. Skype's being a bitch bot.
I did a speed test 10 minutes ago, so and I got 60. I did 63 megabytes download and 11 upload.
I'm great on my side.
Crashing because you guys are doing speed tests every 2 seconds.
You want to know what's going on? These are probably like in the middle of an update, but they didn't want to kick off calls who were already in progress. So.
Well, speaking of kickoff, kickball, back to kickball. For $200, they say blow a ref. Let's stick in the realism here. But you got to film everything. Everything is going to be filmed.
Because, I would never join this unless I thought I have good fodder for the show.
But I really for 200, I want you to be overly aggressive. Just like takes it too serious. mouth guard, goggles, takes it.
Why did you get that fly ball, Liz? Yeah, you exactly. Whore! You stupid whore! It's a ball the size of a beach ball. You
go to right
fat
field,
bitch.
Go to right field.
Ooh,
go right field. Go. No. Nobody kicks that side. Shut up.
No. For $250, I want you to kick off one of your female partners on your team and replace it with a 10-year-old. And then the 10-year-old can do a better job.
That'd be
you.
Great.
And then I just want him to get pissed at his team and just pop the ball. Pop with a pencil. Just pop. Now nobody gets to play.
For $300, he throws a pizza party.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get all this on video.
I'm going to go lower and say, like, if he gets up to, like, 60, I want you to just, like, really inch up on one of the girls to, like, to 2 feet in front of her when you're pitching the ball and be like, oh, man, this girl doesn't know what she's doing. Pitch.
No, not even that. No, do try to do the sexy thing. Like, you know, when you see a guy trying to take your girl play pool, when they stand behind her, walk up to just a chick and be like, nah, baby, let me show you how to do it. And you put stand behind her and like position her leg the right way.
But it has to be a wife of a husband who's
also on
the team.
Oh, of course.
Right.
You have to be getting in the middle of a relationship.
He has to do the close talker thing.
Yeah.
But up to one of the girls.
And then
married.
While he's teaching her, he takes his shirt off.
Oh, do you have a locker room?
No, it's kickball.
Is there
Marine.
A male locker room?
There's probably a tree in a park bench.
These are like public domain, like baseball fields. These aren't
Okay, so what you could do is like bring beverages for the teammates. Like
that's
really
the point. That's the point. You have adults drinking beer the whole time.
No, Dutch.
Not beer.
Make a homemade beverage.
Be like, I made some strawberry lemonade for everybody.
Yeah, just something just terrible.
And I put a little umbrella on
them
because
I thought
it was
something.
Super cute.
Dutch, the person that's texting you to sign up, can we call them and ask them questions? Like, is that fair?
No, not Lizzie, no. She's a citizen. I'm not going to.
Damn it. I just wanted to ask
not her.
Can you come up with like some strategy for like exercises and warm-ups because you think your teammates suck and you'd be like, okay, everyone needs to do sprints like right now because all are fat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And really intense and with a sweatband. Oh, and really short shorts.
I have that shit, dude.
Running shorts.
I have pictures of me. If you guys actually see in the me not acting straight thing, like.
Unfortunately seen him and I can't believe that I've seen him so many times.
You've seen me in those short shorts or whatever. Believe me. Every game, I'm wearing those.
Just shorter. I mean, why do you have to go, you know.
Hem them even shorter.
Okay, I'll get, you know, not hem. I'm just going to go buy. No, I'm going to go buy a new pair of Daisy Dukes. That's what I'm going to do.
No, 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 no. no. Do you know the runner shorts where they slit up the thigh?
Yes.
Because it creates more of a breeze where it like goes all the way up to the hip.
Like with a slit kind of thing?
Yes. Yes. I want you those.
I'll get in that. There we go. Mitchell just posted a picture of me and my nice Daisy Dukes.
You just the whitest legs.
Nice ass though, right?
That's not the first off. Don't ever
Marie,
ask me.
Is that the point?
Don't ever ask
that's
me.
That's the point of that picture. Look at that ass. Look at my nice squeezable ass.
Stop making this picture.
A good ass though.
Stop making this picture
okay,
to a
you know what? That doesn't count.
Why did he have breakaway pants to begin with? And number one, and number two, why are they Lucky Brand?
Because they were breakaway points is because we long story, he ended up ripping his jeans badly and he just ripped them all the way through. And so they were like, "We got you guys at the pose for the gayest picture all the time." I'm like, "Okay, I'll suck his dick."
I asked that.
Yeah, they were terrible.
I found the shorts I want you to wear.
The red ones, right?
No. I want you to wear these shorts to every softball game.
Yeah. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I'll definitely get a pair of those.
Like, just go to a Dick's Sporting Goods.
I guarantee they don't have my Dick's Sporting Goods.
If we get enough money, you'd even pay to have them embroidered with your name in the back. Embroidered with the back.
Dude, yeah, if you had just put duh in the front utch on the back, I would definitely go with that.
I just realized that the image I grabbed was from something called realjock.com in the gay forums. Oh, you're so gay.
Oh, I'm so gay.
Oh, I just want a really intense Dutch in a half shirt and short shorts playing fucking kickball.
Or even worse, could you just buy women's shorts and think that they're for men?
Well, I mean, like, sure, fine, if it's cheaper.
Like what I just posted where it's like a little pink outline on it. You know, just super cute.
Well, I had ones when I was in a band. Maybe if you go to my MySpace page and like look at my band pictures or whatever, there was...
I'm not going to go to your MySpace page because I don't want to get a virus.
Oh, sorry. I meant Facebook. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, go in squirts.
Yes.
I'm short skirts.
Oh, my God.
Go to tennis dress.
No, go to my band pictures on my Facebook. There was ones with me in like these really short... And it's very similar to the pictures you just posted, Marie, of the short, like, you know, white shorts to cut up. I had red ones that were similar to that. And there was a beach party. And I was dressed like a 1970s lifeguard. And I had there you go. That was my rock pose. I'm in the middle of like a headbanging breakdown with short shorts and a I actually still have that shirt. I don't know what happened to the shorts. I don't know who stole them from me, but
I hate you. I hate you. I hate everything.
What, you don't like that?
Those shorts aren't short enough.
You look like Mark Sanchez after a game with that headband. Know what I mean?
It was a beach party thing.
Yeah, really? Was it? Is that why your fucking shirt
was dressing
so tight?
The part. They had a
That's
sand
the
pit.
The tightest shirt I've ever seen.
I played in front of a sand pit.
The tightest shirt I
that
have.
That was the point.
Ever.
It was a beach party. I was playing like in an indoor venue with a sand pit. Like it was the whole point was.
Why is it so tight though? I get the shirt
because I was going for like, you know, Baywatch in the early days of Baywatch. There we go. There's another one.
Even asshole, I've never worn a shirt like that.
My mic was covered with like a lay, and Mitchell just posted one.
Hey, I know who didn't get laid that night. You with the shit shirt.
Oh, I totally did, dude. Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah, apparently.
That was actually the night I had my my one and a half way.
Oh, apparently there was one and a half big Smash Mouth fans there. I hate you and the way you dressed, you're a fucking son of a bitch.
It was for a goof. It was a goof Barrett, show.
You're a goof show. Offspring, stop.
Dude, we had fun.
Oh my God, it's fun. More kickball.
Here we go. More, yeah.
Posted what I imagine Joel's kickball picture looks like, where just all the men are wearing striped knee highs.
I am wearing
shorts,
way worse than that. I'm going to wear the worst shit possible for this goddamn thing.
And you're wearing those like really cheap sunglasses with the wide rims and sweatpants.
Hell yeah.
Hope his balls keep popping out like awkwardly and he has to keep fixing them.
Oh, I like the idea of where you wear the armband so it makes your bicep look larger because it's constricting the muscles.
Right.
should wear some of those.
Yeah, and when your balls pop out, just keep screaming, "Hey, did I sit in gum?" And like make girls look at your balls.
Wes Negro says, a little when fact, you're like, lemonparty.org started out as a kickball league game.
Mm-hmm. And everybody won that.
When you're out in the outfield, you got to be, when you're not at, you know, in between plays, you have to be dancing around and jumping and doing calisthenics and things like that, like all happy and everything.
Every time you need to catch a ball in the outfield, I want you to run up directly behind some other dude Angels and just stand right behind him. Just be like, hey, what's going on?
Oh, please do. Please stand way too close to these guys. I want to see how awkward they get.
Don't you worry. I will definitely have some good
and
stuff
everything you drink, shotgun. Hold on. At first, shotgun your beers, but then even with like sodas, like a Coke, shotgun your Cokes, shotgun your Gatorade. Just be guy that shotguns everything until people are like, what the fuck is wrong with Dutch, bro?
Here's the difference, though, is that like I'm going to do this just for the show and for fun.
So happy.
Just for the show and for the fun. Ryan is doing frisbee golf
for
reals. That's the difference.
Not recording it and doing it on his own spare time.
We've had to find out through random pictures on Facebook and had to ask him about it. I brought this up to you before I even signed up. So,
I mean, look, sometimes you go through an experimental phase in your life. And that phase sometimes involves frisbee golf and a lot of other dudes. And then he keeps reminding me as a gay roommate. I'm like, Ryan, I don't care, but if you keep saying it so much, it makes me feel awkward. That
have you? Has anybody done any like these nonsense type of like adult / kid games?
No.
No.
Like, no. I sit at home and drink alone.
Well, that's not healthy.
What about your doll making classes or whatever it is you do?
I don't take classes for that. That's just natural talent.
He recreated entire Nightmare Before Christmas for just for himself. He showed it to nobody. He did it for himself.
Because honestly, this
is
the first
of my life ever.
This is the first organized like kid activity that adults do that I've ever done, or am ever about to do. Like, you guys ever did anything like that at all?
No, nothing like that. No,
I would say Comic-Con kind of is, right?
No, yeah, that's true, but honestly, not really, though, because when you go to Comic-Con, it's more adults than kids, so...
But the general populace is going to look at Comic-Con and go, okay, this is things that, like...
Yeah, but when people go to Comic-Con, they do it because they really enjoy comics, I think comics and stuff like that, and they're nerds. When people do adult kickball, I think that no everybody does it ironic.
Yeah, you're right.
It's ironic. It's nobody does it like...
No, it's not ironic at all. It's... They're a banker or they're some fucking whatever, and this is their
social outlet because they're lonely and alone and they just want
to
have. Yeah,
I remember like the social outlet used to be softball. Like, I got my head around softball because it's like baseball, you know, it's an adult, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get that, like, hey, let's go play softball. But now you're talking about kickball. Kickball was specifically made because it was for
what
for
about kids. Wiffle ball?
Okay.
It's not 1950s New York. Stop.
Okay. Here's the explanation. If you're just swinging your arms, it's not gay. If you have to swing your leg up and above where you can see your undercarriage, it's fucking
fair
gay.
Enough. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I like that rule. What
Wait,
about soccer?
So adult, like, gay. You know, amateur soccer leagues are gay?
Gay. Totally okay. Gay.
All right. According
By the way,
to Maria rules.
When women watch soccer, okay, I figured it out. The only men that like soccer are European, and the only women that like soccer are horny. There's not another reason to really watch it in America other than that. Shut up, Sean, you fucking hipster. I don't care. But yeah, it's done ironically. It's not because it's for example, when we were watching Walking in Central Park, they have for whatever reason. They have like 37 softball fields in Central Park, and all of them was just people playing kickball. And it was awkward. It was an awkward thing to see adults doing.
See, I didn't realize this was a thing until tonight, that adults did kickball.
Yes, you did, because we've done it on Hippo Juice. And
we did softball. We did frisbee golf. We never did this.
Did kickball.
We've done kickball.
We have?
Yeah, we have.
How long ago? How many shows have we done?
Who remembers?
Asking how many shows I remember.
How many shows you're
How many not, shows do you think I was drunk at?
All of them.
Exactly. So don't sit there and try to go, oh, you remember what it is.
We don't do that.
You just did
right then.
You go buy some kickball cleats. They got to make those, right?
You would assume so.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, it's a big thing. I had no idea.
Can you wear kickball cleats on places not the grass so you just have that clickety, 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 click walk?
Kickball
cleats.
I'm looking them up right now because
I guarantee
it exists.
I want your foot to get stuck in something because you were wearing cleats outside of the grass.
I want you to tear your ACL doing this.
I don't know why you want me to injure myself.
They have kickball cleats.
Of course they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
You're lying.
Why would somebody not invent a way for adults to spend more money on stupid things?
Are you serious? How are they any different than any other cleat ever? Oh, my God.
They have pink laces. That's how they're different.
The front is aeronautically designed to kick balls better.
This is. You know what? I'm going to text Liz back and go, I can't do this.
No, you have to do it.
There's a wikihow.com about how to play kickball for adults.
Oh, good. I'm sure that's chock filled with tribal information.
What's with the little knobby sponge shit on the front of it?
I'll show you right now.
But how do you not understand?
Because they have, well, first one's the inside of the little.
I can't believe this is real. This is
it has grip, and then they're springy for power.
This is embarrassing. How much are they? Can you tell me how much they are?
This really is embarrassing.
Let's see.
Very curious how much these.
And the thing is that Mitch made a good point earlier. A lawyer will buy this kind of. He has the kind of money to burn on this kind of stuff, and this is what he does to have kind of like, you know, I'm getting down with my dirty, rough, you know, grown up self. By harkening back to my kid days, like, oh God,
you're gonna kickball cleats are gonna
douchey.
Kickball cleats are gonna run you about $50.
Well, it's regular shoes then, basically.
If you want an official Waka, which is World America or something.
But you would never wear these in public. It'd be one thing to buy shoes you could also wear to kickball games and wear in public.
For $100, he wears it in public.
That's exactly where I was going with that thing.
So if you want to get the official ball, the World Adult Kickball Association ball, it's $14. And that's only one they recommend you play with. Because if you don't play with this one, which is your standard tennis ball. Here's a link for it.
Is somebody echoing back?
Yeah, probably Dutch.
Not me.
Well, somebody's echoing. Yeah, sure. Probably Dutch's fault.
From what it seems like, it's Mitch's fault all night tonight.
Yeah, no, it is Mitch's fault. Everything's Mitch's fault. What do you think? What do you think of the official kickball? Because that's the one we have to use if we're gonna do.
I'm assuming if I'm paying to get into a league, it's an official kickball league. Waka?
Yeah, man.
World.
Read the ball.
I don't.
Are you gonna get the official bases? Because they're gonna run you about $18.
I don't want to be part of this.
You have to.
I don't. Now I have.
Now you have to because we're paying you, slut.
We should get. Yeah,
you're not paying me unless you actually get a real fund. Then I'll do it.
Okay. I want Dutch to wear an HD GoPro on his head the entire time, just to film everything he does.
Are you going to get the listeners to pay for that too?
If we get enough money, I would
get the listeners to pay for
wear that just with a headband and just
not with a headband. He has to get the helmet for it.
Even better.
If you guys want to get one of those, I'll wear that for every 8 games that we have this season.
Oh, forget every 8 games.
Every 8 games.
Every bar you go to, everywhere you go, you wear it and turn it on. Hey, what's up? What's up, guys?
I'm sure I would find other uses for it, but as far as what we're talking about now,
that would be such a good investment.
If you guys want to set up a fund to make Dutch record our shit, kickballfund.com.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it so much.
I can't think of a better way to spend my money, to be honest.
Yeah, you're right. Just dance for us, monkey.
I could think for like 15 minutes in a race.
Dance nope. for us, monkey.
Nope, just a helmet with a video camera on top. You wearing it all the time.
Everywhere you go. Real world, Dutch.
That was completely. I regret actually bringing this to the show now, because now I have to do it. Because I had plausible deniability. Oh, I can't do Thursdays because I have this, that, and the other thing.
You have nothing. Just do it.
Well, I know, but I could tell them. I know. And now that it's on the air, and, you know, I have, and a lot of people that I know listen to the show.
So wait, who is this girl that texted you again? Is she a friend of Kelly's?
You gave me the website.
No, she's one of my good friends, Lizzie. She's the wife of my best friend, Tyler, who's also a friend of Kelly. I'm locked in now.
You know what? You can't back out either, because I know the website now, and I'll send him an email just confirming that you're going to be there. So you understand it's happening.
And I'll just text Kelly to tell Kyler that his girl needs to get on your ass.
You mean Tyler?
That's what I said, Tyler, right?
You said Kyler. Oh,
there's a promotional video for Kickball Dutch. Would you care to watch it? So I want to sell you on it. And Hammy in the chat was helping us out. Because Hammy's helped.
I couldn't say no. You're going to play it anyways, so go ahead.
No, if you say no to me.
No, go ahead, play it.
Am I the kind of, hold on.
Just play it!
You wait a second.
Play it!
Am I the kind of person, I'm trying to load it. Am I the kind of
buy your time? Okay, sorry.
Buy time.
Sorry, buy time. I'm tired. Do you realize how sick and tired I am right now?
It's tired. In
I have the worst cold right now. I don't know what's going on. For whatever reason, the cold's going around in my my office, and it's just, I'm dying right now. I keep looking back at the clock going, please let this end soon.
I'm probably 43 seconds ahead of you in this wacko video, and all it is like, adults, drink beer, and it's fun and awesome and play kickball.
Okay, let me play it.
Sometimes. That douche jar.
They're all
that douchebag jar.
By the way, where you paused it, that guy is wearing
Girls Gone Wild.
That guy is wearing an Allen Iverson
fucking
type of sweat band that goes from his pit to his wrist.
No, he looks like Dwayne Wade.
Ugh.
Everyone just gets along and has a great time goofing off, working out, partying, whatever it is. Waka Kickball brings that opportunity to you.
All right.
Here's the thing.
Here's what I'm doing. If we do get enough money and do enough money donated.
Sorry.
Dutch, Marie and I will also join an adult kickball league.
Does it kind of look a little bit fun?
No. It doesn't. It's making me angry.
It's very douchebaggish, but like there are people like friends you haven't hung out with in a long time, especially ones who've had a lot of kids. And then you get to have a chance to hang on them once a week. That's the only reason why I said yes.
No, it's not even that. It's nothing to do with that. It has. I mean, I'm looking at it. It's not like I'm. Oh my god! It looks so much fun. It's making me angry actually. But it's one of those things where I have to see it. I have to see what's happening. Marie, there's one in Tampa. You want to join? We should join.
Well, I can join the one that my friend. She probably wouldn't even let me because she's so much better at everything. But at everything. That good. She wins every year.
You sound sarcastic.
No. She's the best. She has t-shirts and yeah, she's
bro,
better,
you know, fuck her. She's a girl.
Guys.
I'll destroy her. No, fuck
guys.
Her. She's a girl. I'll fucking destroy her.
What are we talking about?
You know what they called me in kickball? The bionic leg.
Nobody called you that.
I did. I called myself that in the mirror before I played. And everyone's.
Did you ever play kickball?
I did when I was a kid. Bro, Waka Social. I have a feeling that they're only recording the attractive chicks to do this.
Looks like it.
And that's speaking loosely.
And understand, and keep this in mind, Dutch, you are going to be an almost 30-year-old man there, probably with like 20-year-olds, and they're going to understand that you are older than them. You might think you look young, but you don't.
I don't. You know?
They're gonna know. No, trust me, dude. They're gonna know. Gonna super awkward. And it's gonna be even more awkward. Apparently, they kiss at kickball tournaments too, and wear fucking headbands.
It doesn't matter how good you look for almost 30. girls can tell when you're not 22.
Right.
Well, are you sold?
Oh, completely. I will definitely check back with you guys when I have more updates as far as, you know.
Who's this bitch that says I can fucking beat her ass at kickball shirts? Fuck her shirts. They don't know about me.
Fuck all those guys.
They don't know about me.
Let's fucking join that team right now.
You know what, Dutch? The next time you hear from me, if I join this league, it's going to be me just tearing my ACL and ripping apart my knee.
In 2 seconds.
And just not even, that's just warming right. up.
And it was just from running out into the field.
All right, we're running up on the end of the show here. Mitch says you haven't talked in the last 20 minutes.
Than you because I am better than you because kickball runs in my family and I am not a part of it because they all hate me.
Oh my God. I hope cancer runs in your family.
Marie?
I'm better than you because I explained why no one likes Miley Cyrus anymore.
Royce?
I'm better than you because I just realized Google got rid of that stupid little hangout thing that they were putting over every video. Did you notice?
I did notice that. I kind of like that.
It's much better than having everyone know, yeah, Google!
And I am better than you because I was right about New Girl.
Okay, stop.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Dutch and Royce. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night.
I forgot.
On Hippo Juice, 7 to 9. What do you mean? It's the flagship show.
And, and Chip, too. Slip.
That would be the right word dip, to say dip. If I didn't like have... Sip. Yes, did say... God damn it.
If your mouth wasn't drunk...
Fuck. I'm not drunk. That's the thing. I'm not drunk. I'm just an idiot.
Yeah, you're fucking... Yeah, you're
except
drunk.
Like 10 minutes ago, you're like, every show I'm drunk.
Well, and every day he's hustling.
I was just proving a point.
Proving a point.
That you're drunk all the time.
And this show's stupid.
I'm mad at Marie now.
I'm mad at Marie, too.
Yeah, I'm also mad at that bitch.
You're the hottest bitch in this place.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Desmond Royce next week, obviously, 10 to midnight here on More Like Radio, Tuesday night, sorry. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for Hippo Juice, 7 to 9, right here on More Like Radio. And look up all of these shows. On More Like Radio, morelikeradio.com. Hit the live link on the top. Not live link. Sorry, shows link at the top of the page. You can see where all the shows, great shows that are playing. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.